You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The illicit market has become a significant problem for various sectors and industries in South Africa, so much so that there is a concerted effort to tackle this problem. Some estimates estimate that it accounts for about 10% of the GDP that could be going into the South African economy. And to this extent, the Consumer Goods Council of South Africa has embarked on an initiative with various other partners to establish a task team to deal with these illicit markets, various task forces, I suppose, at that as well. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer at the Consumer Goods Council, Zinhle Kikwe, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Zinhle, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of just the task force mandate and why the Consumer Goods Council felt the need to establish this collectively.
Thank you, Jimmy, for having me in your show, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. So definitely the mandate of the task force is to coordinate cross-sectoral action to disrupt illicit trade network in South Africa, have evidence-driven policy to advocate to our members, for our members, to government, to inform smarter regulation, and also just to support law enforcement agencies and their efforts from through a strategic collaboration work that we do with them, and foster public-private partnership to reduce the proliferation of illicit trade. Because in South Africa, illicit economy has become so much. The illicit financial inflows are really becoming a disruption to our members as well to government, because they're not getting the relevant revenue from a tax perspective.
Zinhle, what are the main areas of focus here? I can imagine no illicit market is a good market to have around, but yeah. In the past, we've seen that some illicit markets, the likes of the tobacco market, the alcohol market, they seem to take a lot more prevalence than other markets. Is there a particular focus here, or is it going to be kind of broadened depending on who's involved?
It's across the board. Illicit is across the board. That's been the biggest finding that we have if we are collaborating with other industry associations in this space. Yes, alcohol and tobacco, as we all know it, apparel and clothing. I mean, everybody knows someone who has bought a Gucci or a Louis Vuitton clothing cheaper than they should have paid. And we had in the past, the Maxosa brand owners were complaining about that. Also, toys and gaming, electrical gaming, it's becoming a huge one because it is worse because children are involved now. Children are using these toys that we do not know how they were made and produced because they use different chemicals that are not even allowed in this country. Dairy has issues as well. So it's cut across. And pharmaceutical is another growing sector because, I mean, we have a number of pharmaceutical tablets and medicines and substandard medicines and falsified medicines that are coming into the market, which are life and death issues. So if we are talking about illicit and counterfeit, these are life and death issues because we do not know how they're made. And in this country, for any product to come through its borders or come through our borders, government needs to know who's the producer, what is in the content and the content of that particular product, and where was it produced. So these are the things that we do not know about, and that's what government really needs to know. And when people do not disclose this information and have a traceable supply chain and visible supply chains, it means that they're not paying taxes, excise taxes. I mean, government cannot do what it needs to do from infrastructure, healthcare, and education.
Now, Zinhle, part of the responsibility sits, as you rightly mentioned, with government to ensure that the policies and regulations are in place. But part of it also sits with consumers to ensure that we know what it is we're consuming. We are buying from authentic service providers and legitimate service providers. And part of that is understanding that there needs to be a bit of education that needs to be done around the dangers and the risks of counterfeit and illicit markets, because just because something is cheaper doesn't necessarily mean it is safer.
Definitely. Consumers, I mean, we do not want a state where we are protected and government is just like babying us. We need to take the responsibility because at the end of the day, our continued support of these illicit markets and buying cheaper, deemed cheaper products, they're not really cheap because at the end of the day, consumers need to be aware that these individuals or these producers are not paying taxes. They're getting funds that they gain. Then again, they go and support other illicit programs. We have found that they support drugs, human trafficking, and smuggling into this country. Those are the actions that we are supporting. As we continue to buy from these service providers or brand owners and buying this product, because we're thinking, obviously, we as consumers are going to be thinking from our pocket perspective, the economy is really struggling at the moment, there's unemployment, but we continue to support this individual, then we're never going to be able to get out of this. Because if government is not able to get its due taxes that every company in South Africa needs to pay to government, then it can't reignite our economy so that we can create an employment. And my members are not able to then reinvest in this country and create employment. Consumers need to be vigilant. We want consumers to know what is it that they're buying, who are they buying for. It's a law of this country that you need to know where this product come from. So what we're saying, consumer needs to verify and report. That is our call to action, because we have a campaign that is called Check a Dideng, because we're saying, check what you're buying. Check where is it coming from. Look, is it adhering to the rules of this country?
Zintle, let's take a look at the task force and some of the measures that you'll be putting in place. You've touched on some of them now, mm-hmm. to say that you would be putting in place the efforts to allow consumers to better report things, but how will the task force then be engaging with these various sectors, various markets, various industries? Will you be reporting to government? Will you be reporting back to the public on these initiatives?
Yes, so we have about 20 industry associations that we are working with, Drinks Federation, the Beer Association of South Africa, SABA from a wine perspective, SATASA, which is the gaming, BLSA, BUSA, BEFSA, and the National Liquor Traders and others. So we have brought all of these. Why? Because we, from a CGCSA perspective, we are doing the same work. We do a campaign every year. We educate about illicit trade and counterfeit. They are doing the same. So we have said, let's do some shift changing in terms of how we do this, because we are not breaking the back of illicit and counterfeit. Instead, it's getting worse and worse. At the same time, we all go to government and advocate and say there's these challenges that the industry is facing and what is the impact of these challenges, and illicit is a big part of it. But we are not talking in the same voice. We do not have the similar action that we're doing. So with these task forces, that's exactly the same action. We are all talking to the same voice. What we have done, there's about 7 task forces that we have, and in each of these task forces, the industry associations that are, let's say, in the beer space, we have a drinks association taking the lead on that. And we have, on the clothing space, we have the clothing association taking a lead on that. On the gaming, pharma, we have a pharma association taking a lead of that, because they understand the environment better. They would be able to, from a technical expert, because we have to get to that level to say technically, what are the real requirements to create a visible value chain, number one. Number two, what are the gaps from a regulatory perspective, and how do we then well-inform government and position it so that the government can understand the struggles that each sector is doing. So what we as CGCA are going to be doing, we're going to be operating as a secretariat where we're making sure that there's coordination, there's action, and there's production of reports and research that are going to be done. We create awareness campaigns collectively, and so that when we do have awareness campaign, we are all speaking on the same thing in the same voice, so that South Africans can understand the gravity of this. So that now, you know, from a business perspective, from a member perspective, we understand that South Africans are going to say, oh, now it's touching at the business pocket, then they are worried about. But that's not the key thing. The key thing is that we as consumers, we all consumers, Jimmy, you're a consumer as well, we continue to buy these brands unknowingly, and the consequences are dire. Children have died. people have that. Someone knows in the beer space, people have indicated that know someone who have passed away or who have been sick because they have consumed illicit alcohol. Because now what these producers doing, they're putting ethanol, the levels of it, that is really, really high. That is life-threatening. And that's not what this country does. These industries do not want that. Industry wants a responsible drinking, wants responsible consuming of all of their beverages, if it's an alcohol perspective. So because we know that we want these consumers to be alive for a very long time so that they can continue buying the products and continue being sustainable from an industry perspective.
The responsibility of dealing with illicit markets is a responsibility we all bear, and the Consumer Goods Council of South Africa has taken a bold step to ensuring that we can all speak and work collectively in dealing with these problems. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Executive Officer at the CGCSA, Zinhle Kikwe, for taking us through the latest initiatives from their perspective in establishing a task force to deal with illicit markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.